Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, February 29th, 2020. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Missionary Terry Rogers, which I'm filling in for Dr. Maria Carey, who is President and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries, as well as the host of this show. Amazing Grace School of Ministry have joined with Richard Daniel Hinton Universities. Registration for classes is still open. Dr. Maria Carey is the Dean of the School of Pastoral Care and Christian Counseling. Dr. Carey will be teaching classes Thursdays evening from 7 to 9 p.m. starting March 2020. You can register at Monument of Faith in their bookstore located 2750 West Columbus Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, or by contacting Dr. Carey. For more information, please contact Dr. Carey at 309-750. Tune in to hear another exciting lesson for the month of February. Preparing for Lent, Holy Week, Good Friday, and Easter, Christ's sacrifice to bring us out of bondage, out of yokes. Daniel 9:3, and this is the King James Version. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication, with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. The lesson. So Ash Wednesday happened on this week, which started Lent. Therefore, today we are going to move into the process or observance of what we call Lent. Ash Wednesday marks the beginning of Lent. It's a 40-day season of fasting, reflection, and remembrance before the Holy Week and resurrection of Jesus on Easter Sunday. Although the holiday of Ash Wednesday is never directly mentioned in the Bible, it is one of the most celebrated Christian events in church history, Lent. The dates of Lent, the season of penance and prayer before Easter, changes every year. When is Lent? How are the days of Lent determined? As a liturgical season, Lent starts every year on Ash Wednesday and ends on Holy Thursday, when the Easter Triduum begins with the start of the Mass of the Lord's Supper. This tradition Lenten fast, the 40 days of Lent, begins on Ash Wednesday and ends on Holy Saturday, the day before Easter Sunday. Since the dates of Ash Wednesdays, Holy Thursday, and Holy Saturday are dependent on the dates of Easter, which is a movable feast, Lent falls at a different time every year. You can see that in how is the date of Easter calculated for more details. Definitions. The Easter Triduum, sometimes also referred to as Paschal Triduum, is the proper name for the liturgical season that concludes Lent and introduces us to the joy of Easter season. Starting with the Mass of the Lord's Supper on the evening of Holy Thursday, continuing through the Good Friday service and Holy Saturday, and concluding with Vespers, this is evening prayer, on Easter Sunday. The Easter Triduum marks the most significant events of Holy Week, also known as Passion Tide. The Easter Triduum is often commonly referred to simply as the Triduum, with the capital T. However, a Triduum is simply any three-day period of prayer, recalling the 3 days that Christ spent in the tomb. Encompassing the final 3 days of the disciple of the discipline of Lent, the Easter Triduum has traditionally been observed with even stricter fasting and abstinence, as well as prayer and almsgiving. Since 1956, however, the Paschal Triduum has been regarded as its own liturgical season, and thus liturgical Lent ends before the Mass of the Lord's Supper on Holy Thursday. Lent is meant to be a time of repentance. These 40 days are set aside to praise and worship the Lord, to read the Bible more, and to pray more often. Christians who observe Lent correctly anticipate deeper intimacy with the Lord. Easter for the year 2020 is celebrated, or you can say observed, on Sunday, April the 12th. Easter falls on Sunday after the full moon following March 21st. For Western Christians, so it will fall between March 22nd and April 25th each year. The day celebrates the resurrection of Jesus Christ. What are the 40 days of Lent? The 40 days of Great Lent includes Sundays and begins on Clean Monday and are immediately followed by what are considered distinct periods of fasting. Lazarus Saturday and Palm Sunday, which in turn are followed straightway by Holy Week. In 2020, the Passover holiday will begin the evening of Wednesday, April 8th, and end on Thursday, April 16th. Passover is a traditional Jewish holiday with biblical origins. It is a celebration of the deliverance of the Jewish people by God from their bondage in ancient Egypt under the guidance of Moses. Holy Week. Holy Week is the week preceding Easter and final week of Lent. Holy Week begins with Palm Sunday and ends with Holy Saturday, the day before Easter Sunday. Holy Week includes Holy Thursday, also known as Maundy Thursday, and Good Friday, which together with Holy Saturday are known as the Triduum. Before the revision of the liturgical calendar in 1969, Holy Week was the second week of Passiontide. In the current calendar, Passiontide is synonymous with Holy Week. During Holy Week, Christians commemorate the Passion of Christ, who died on Good Friday in preparation for the sins of mankind, and rose on Easter Sunday to give new life to all who believe. Thus, while Holy Week is solemn and sorrowful, it also anticipates the joy of Easter through the recognition of God's goodness in sending his Son to die for our salvation. How are the dates of Lent determined? At the liturgical season, Lent starts every year on Ash Wednesday and ends on Holy Thursday, when the Easter Triduum begins with the start of the Mass of the Lord's Supper. The tradition Lenten fast, the 40 days of Lent, begins on Ash Wednesday and ends on Holy Saturday, the day before Easter Sunday. Since the dates of Ash Wednesday, Holy Thursday, Holy Saturday, we depend on the dates of Easter, which is movable feast. Lent falls at a different time every year. The Easter Triduum, sometimes also referred to as a Paschal Triduum, is the proper name for the liturgical season that concludes Lent and introduces us to the joy of the Easter season. Starting with the Mass of the Lord's Supper on the evening of Holy Thursday, continuing through the Good Friday service and Holy Saturday, and concluding with Vespers, that's evening prayer, on Easter Saturday. The Easter Triduum marks the most significant event of the Holy Week. The Easter Triduum is often commonly referred to simply as the Triduum. However, a Triduum is simply any three-day period of prayer, recalling the 3 days that Christ spent in the tomb. The grave, Matthew 27, 57 through 66, and this is the New King James Version. Jesus buried in Joseph's tomb. Now, when evening had come, there came a rich man from Arimathea, named Joseph, who himself had also become a disciple of Jesus. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be given to him. When Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his new tomb, which he had hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a large stone against the door of the tomb and departed. And Mary Magdalene was there, and the other Mary, sitting opposite the tomb. Then Pilate, he go and set a guard. On the next day, which followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered together to Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember, while he was still alive, how that deceiver said, 'After 3 days I will rise.' Therefore command that the tomb be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say to the people, 'He has risen from the dead.' So the last deception will be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard. Go your way. Make it as secure as you know how." So they went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting the guard. The Lamb, Burnt Offering, John 1, 29 through 34, the Lamb of God. The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who is preferred before me, for he was before me.' I did not know him, but that he should be revealed to Israel. Therefore, I came baptizing with water." And John bore witness, saying, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'Upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God." When you say Passover, that's an exit of Egypt from slavery. Exodus 12, 1 through 13. the Passover was instituted. Now the Lord spake to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb, according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the persons. According to each man's need, you shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb should be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of the Israel shall kill it at twilight. And they shall take some of the blood and put it on two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses where they eat it. Then they shall eat the flesh on that night roasted in fire. With unleavened bread and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Do not eat it raw, nor boiled, add it with water, but roast it in fire, its head with its legs in its entrail. You shall not none of it remain until morning, and what remains of it until morning you shall burn with fire. And thus you shall eat it with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. So you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of over celebration. Jesus celebrates Passover with his disciples. And it's Matthew's 26th chapter, 14 through 25. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priest and said unto them, what will you give me? I will deliver him unto you. And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. Now the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, wherewith thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And he said, go into the city to such a man and say unto him, the master said, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus has appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Now when the even was come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceedingly sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, he that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe unto the man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It has been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said unto him, thou hast said. 1 Corinthians 15, 50 through 58, and this is the New King James Version, our final victory. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruptible, and this mortal must put on immortality. For when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Revelation 15 and 2. And I saw something like a sea of glass mingling with fire, and those who have the victory over the beast, over his image, over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God. Luke 24, 5 and 6. Then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee? John 20 and 19. And this is the New King James Version. The Apostles' Commission. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, when the disciples were assembled, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, peace be with you. Matthew 28 and 12. When they had assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, saying, tell them, his disciples came at night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ear, we will appease him and make you secure. So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Let us pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we come humbly before your throne of grace. Lord, we thank you for who you are. You are the Lord of lords, the King of kings, the everlasting Father, the Prince of peace. Lord God, you are majestic. Lord, forgive us of our sins, knowing and unknowingly. And God, even those that we willfully done. Lord, thank you for this lesson on this month, dealing with the pain of grief and loss, but my enemy has been destroyed. Lord, you and only you knew that I would need this lesson for myself, along with some of the listeners. God, thank you for your help in our time of need. We know that you are able and you are God and you can do anything but fail. Look on the listeners one by one, name by name. Open our understanding naturally and spiritually. Lord God, look on your people everywhere. Go and encourage the hearts of your people, Lord, and do what only you can do for them. Somebody need a touch from you, Lord. Lord, look on your people that are suffering from the pain of grief and loss. Keep them in the center of your will. Lord God, keep Dr. Carrie and bless her in your endeavor, in her endeavors to continue to get the word of God out. Lord God, everyone that is under the sound of my voice, give them clear vision to hear from you and comfort them in their time of need. You know what everyone needs collectively and individually. Do it for them according to your will. As we go into the month of March, preparing for Lent, Holy Week, Good Friday, Easter, all for Christ's sacrifice to bring us out of bondage, destroying yokes. God, we thank you. We are giving you the glory, hallelujah, the honor, and all the praises in Jesus' name, because it all belongs to you. Amen. Thank you for tuning in this morning to Blog Talk. Well, Dr. Maria Carey is the host, and standing in today is yours truly, Missionary Carrie Rogers. I pray that you heard something that would help you in your spiritual walk with the Lord. Tune in on next week, same time. Be blessed of the Lord and enjoy the remainder of your weekend. Be blessed.